say the word Haleluko, or else what in the case ko. We have in the Pasuk in the Shemais Yud Bein that says the case ko. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, the case ko, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. So it's a question, is it two words or one word? The Yedidyo, there's another word also in Shmuel, it says Yedidyo. Izachasein, Rav Chisda holds all these words are one word. Now it's not really, we don't have to say, according to Rav Chisda, you don't have to say Halleluko, you can say Hallelujah, because it's one word, it's not like Hallel Hashem, it's one word, Hallelujah. It's the thing, the case, ko, you don't have to say yo, ko, you say the kisyo, it's like one word. Of Yedidyo, he holds this one word. It's not two words. It's not Yedidko, Hashem's name. It's one word. So it's called Chol. You could say it Hallelujah. You could say it according to Rav Chisda. Rashbam's over here on Amud Aleph here. The little big lines here. Achasein means, before that, yeah, Hallelujah. Teva Achasi according to Rav Chisda. Kamoi Hillel. It's like Lashon plural. A lot of praises to Hashem. And the same thing. Or Kamoi Kain, Koisko is one word. Yedidyo. Pasa says, "V'yikra Shema Yedidyo." Nosan Anovi Kora Kain L'Shloimei. He said, "Novi Nosan Kol Shloimei Melech." The Lashon Yedidyo. So Rav Chisda is one word. It's not called Hashem's name. You can say it out. Rav Omer Rav says, "Kois." We have it in the Torah. We have two words: the Kois, the Case Ko, and he also Umarchiv Ko. We have it also in Halo. We say V'Amerchav Ko. We have it for two words. V'Amerchav Ko. He says it's one word. Of Amerchav Yoh, it's like one word, he has Achasein. It's one word. It's not two words like we have it. Of Amerchav Ko, that Kodesh Baruch Hu spread us out, HaKorves HaYad. No, it means one word. It doesn't mean Hashem's name. Rabbi Ram Rabbi says, Machav Yoh Vilvad. Only this word, Machav Yoh, he holds as one word. Not the way we have it, by Amerchav Ko, but he holds that's one word. But Mashmu, the other words, he's made that Halalu Ko is really Halalu and Ko. And what did the case? Ko, it's two separate words. Mori boilahu. Merchav ko le Rav Chisda mai. Rav Chisda only said that Haluko and Kisuyko, Yedidya is one. He didn't talk about the word Merchav ko. What would he hold by Merchav ko? Would he hold this two or one? The Marateka, we have in doubt, we're not sure. What Rav Chisda would hold the word is by Merchav ko. Is it one word or two words? E boilahu. Yedidya le Rav mai. What would Rav say about Yedidya? His Rav just says that case ko and machavya is one, but it didn't say the word Yedidya. What does Rav hold about Yedidya? Is he coming to just add on to Rav Chisda, or is he coming to argue on Rav Chisda? Toshima, come and bring your raya. The Yomar Rav Yedidya, according to you should say Yedid and ko nechlak l'shnayim. That Rav holds no, the two different words. Nos and kol shleimah melech Yedid ko. You are a friend of a Kodesh Baruch. Hashem loves you. That's the word, not one word Yedid, but Yedid ko. The figure, therefore, you did is choyl, like you love him, that's choyl, that's not Hashem's name. Or the ko is Kurdish, that's Hashem's name, you have to be careful how you say it. Iboilu, Haluko le Rav mai. What is Rav know about Haluko? Hey, Rav only said that Kosko and Machev, Yav Merchav Yo is one. He didn't say about the word Haluko. So what does Rav hold about the word Haluko? Toshma, the Yomer Rav. Rav says, Chazino tile de vechaviva. I saw the tilim of by vechaviva. That was his uncle. Rashi doidai Rebchia, his uncle Rebchia. The cost of bu, his tilim was written like this. Halalu bechad gisa. The word halalu was on one line. Viko bechad gisa. And the end, it wasn't written together halalu ko. It was written halalu and then ko. So you see clearly that what the Rav holds is called two separate words. Every Hallelujah is really Hashem's name, and that's what he's supposed to say, Hallelujah. You should not say the word out, Hallelujah. You should say the Hallelujah, because Ko is Hashem's name. It's like Hallel, Hallelujah to Hashem. So the Gemara, Opligi de Rabbi Shur ben Levi, and Rav Agzon de Rabbi Shur ben Levi, to Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, my Hallelujah, what does the word mean, Hallelujah? Hallelujah behelulim harbi. He holds this one word. It's not two words, Hallelujah. It's Hallelujah. That we're saying it means the Lashon plural, a lot of praises. We're giving a lot of praises. But Hallelujah, according to Shuv Levi, is only one word. Then you would be allowed to say that. It's not Hashem's name. It's Hallelujah, a lot of praises. So the moral pligi day of the day. Really, there's a stira now in Yabbi Shuv Ben Levi himself. The Yom Yabbi Shuv Ben Levi. Yabbi Shuv Ben Levi said that Biasora, my mora, shall shvach, nema sefer tilim. In sefer tilim, we find 10 different words of Lashonos of Shvach and Sefer Tehillim. One word is Benitzuch, Betzuach, Benigun, Bemaskil, Bemizmor, Beshir, Beashrei, Betehila, Betfila, Behoidah, Ovahaluka. These are 10 different Lashonos we have, Lashon Shvach and Sefer Tehillim. Now, Bishur Ben Levi says, what's the greatest Lashon Shvach? Says, Godu Mikulam, Haluka. The greatest Lashon Shvach is the word Haluka. Why? She'er koilol shame u'shvach v'basachis. In this one word, haluka, you have two things. Halo means praising Hashem, and ko means to Hashem. So you see, Chloe, Bishur Ben Levi holds that haluka is made up of two words. Haluka. That's why this is the greatest praise, this word. Because in this word, you're saying Hashem's name, and you're also giving Him praise. Like there's two things, two in one. You're giving shvach to Hashem. So you see, Bishur Ben Levi holds that haluka is two words. Haluka. So if we shall we say haluka? That's the way our minig is. That's the way the minig is that we say haluka. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Shia Sheva Torah Moshe V'Yisrael Amru. The Shia that says in the Torah is Oz Yoshir. So who said it? Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it. B'Shoa Sholom Min Hayom. That's Peter. Hey, they said the Oz Yoshir, B'Shoa Klal Yisrael went out of the Yam. They got freed from the Yam. That's when they said the Oz Yoshir. V'Halo Zel Mi Yomru. Who said Hallel? That's when we say Pesach B'Nayit by Yitzias Mishraim. But Pesach, we say Hallel. Who made up Hallel? That's Nevi'im Shebeneim Teknu. That's a Takonis from the Nevi'im. Lem L'Yisrael Sheyiyu Oimrim Oisoi Al-Kol Perik O-Perik V'Yakol Tzorah V'Tzorah Shloi Tavar Leim. That's a Tikkun of Nevi'im. But whenever Klal Yisrael had a Tzorah, something bad happened to them, and Hashem saved them, it's like Loshen Sogi Nor, like we're saying this, that nothing bad should happen to us. It's our koperik for perik, any special times. They are called tzor v'tzor, any bad times. Shloi tov elem, that should not come upon us. Well, it just means that lu yitzur did come upon us. And when we got freed from that tzor, when Hashem saved us and made the nest that He freed us, that's this mitzvah tekone from the Nevi'im to say hallo. That's on the Chanukah by Purim. After we have that tzor of the nest of Chanukah in Purim, it's a mitzvah from tekone Nevi'im to say hallo. And such a nate that happened to Gans Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to say hallel. So the Nevi'im will misak in the Zach. Mashenkim, the Oz Yoshir, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Klal Yisrael said, B'shach Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rishpam says, Moshe Yisrael Klayma, B'yaisa, by Oz Yoshir, Pshitalon, the Moshe Yisrael, B'yaisa, Shah Shalom and Ayam Tiknu, L'yhoyu Muktim Lechein, it wasn't said before them. Aval Hallel, the Rosh Chodeshim Yom Tovim Mitiknu. We have a suffix that we say Hallel Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And Yom Tov, who is misaking it? So we said the Nevi'im was saking it. The Rishpam said like Lishtem Al Yonok Kloima Shem Chas V'Shalom Teitzara Lehim. If sometimes bad things happen to Klal Yisrael, V'Yoshiyu Mimenu, when Hashem saved us from it, Oimer Oisa Agulosa. We say Hallel after we were freed. Kegoyin Chanukah, like by Chanukah, we say Hallel. Moratani Hayi Rameya Oimer. Call Tishbachos Ha'amuras B'Sefer Tehillim. Anytime it says Lashon Tishbachos in Sefer Tehillim, Kulam David Omrim. David HaMelech was one that said it. The Rishpam says it means Alam Oiros She'iru. All the bad things that happened to him when he got freed from it, he said Tishbachos back to Hashem. Shenema the Pasuk says Kolo Tfilos David Ben Yishai. Now it ended the Tfilos of David Ben Yishai. Is Al Tikru Kolu? Don't read the word Kolu. It ended now. Ela means Kol Elu. All these that David HaMelech said, as all the tishbachas, all the praises and Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech was the one that said it. Kol Elu Tfilos, all these tfilos he said it. But the Gemara, Hallel Zeh Miyomru, that day we say Hallel, who was the one who was second Hallel? So Rashi says, Hallel Zeh, the Sefer Tehillim, Shonu Oimri Ma'kol Perek Reperek, that day we say Hallel, the Chanukah and Purim, who was the second this Hallel, who said it? Is Rabbi Yosi Yomer, that the Lazar Bni Yomer, Lazar Bni told me, said over, Moshe of Yisrael Amru, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were the first one to say Hallel. When? Bishor Sholem in a Yam. It's right after they went out of the Yam, after Kriyas Yamsif, not only did they say Oz Yashir, but they also said Hallel also. Ve'chalukim Olav Chaveruv. And the other Chaverim HaMechulukonim, Loimer, Shedavad Amru. No, Moshe and Klal Yisrael did not say Hallel then. The first one to say Hallel was David HaMelech. Zokte V'nirin Devorav Midivrayim. And I like better what we're saying, like, rather than what they're saying. It's better like we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu said it first, rather than what they're saying, it was David Melch the first one to say it. Why? Because Efsha Yisrael Shechotu es Tischayim v'notu Leveyim v'yom Roshira. Like it's possible when Klai Yisrael, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the years in the Midbar, when they had the Korban Pesach, when they did, or they did the Lulav, is it possible they didn't say Shira? No, it's a small Pshuta. That since they're so happy about the Nisim, what happened? Pshuta, they said Shira, they said Hallel then. So it wasn't Dovra Melch, the first one to say it in Sefer Tehillim, but rather was said way before, Moshe Rabbeinu with Klai Yisrael, Pshuta said Shira then also, said Hallel then also. Dovra Achar,
Psoloi Shal Micho, Oimei Bebechi, his the psul the pesel shomicho was there, the Yisrael oimrim is halal, and Klai Yisrael should be able to say halal. In other words, that Rashbam says in halal we talk about, that Rashbam says that psul shomicho oimrim bebechi means b'yisumokim in that place to be made David hoya. It was in time of David yichsiv bei ad glois koloritz. So now, How could we be misakin halal that says kimo yim yoyseim betimia? That is it possible that like David Melech made such a tefillah about the Oyvid Avodah Zorah when they had the micha then in his times? Elavadoi al hayam number. Now pshita they said halal already before by the yam. Veshuv leposek and then it did stop. Like we had halal already was said by Moshe Rabbeinu with Klal Yisrael v'shas the yitzias the kriyas yamsa.
Alright, we'll stop here. Kuf Yud Zayin. Two dots, yeah. Tana Rabbonin. Kol Shirois B'Shizbochos Shoma David B'Sefer Tehillim. It's all the time it says in Sefer Tehillim Aloshin Shirois B'Shizbochos is Reb Lezer Waimer Kineged Atzma Yomun. David HaMelech said it about himself. Like he was giving back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. A personal thanks. Reb Yeshua Reimer Kineget Tzibur Omron. He was saying Kineget Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Klal Yisrael, and he was thanking back now something that was done for the Tzarech of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So Rashbam here says, Knesset Yisrael, his David was talking about, he said in the Vua that there would be a Gula, they will be freed, and he gave Tefillah, he was Mispalol, for the Gula to come. The Chavim say, it depends. Yesh mehem kineget tzibur, some of the Tefillahs and Tilim were said for Tzarech Klal Yisrael, v'yesh mehem kineget atzmon, some of the Tefillahs were said for the sake of David HaMelech. So how do you know? If it was said in the Loshin Yochid is going on David HaMelech, what happened to him? If it's said over in Loshin Rabbim, then we say it's saying a tefillah thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's going to do for Klal Yisrael, a tefillah for Klal Yisrael, but how to do with Klal Yisrael. Whenever it says in Tehillim a Loshin from Nitzuch or Nigun is Losid Lovoi. David HaMelech is talking about something that's going to be Losid Lovoi. Rashbam says, Nigun v'nitzach losad lovoi, komokim shinema nitzuach lamanatzeach ben ginois, is loosid. It's talking about what? Lovoihu, losad lovoihu. It's talking about what's going to happen. V'loi yodana heichi mashram. Rashbam says, I don't know exactly how we know this. Halilochi abikimhu. That's the way he was makabel from his Rebbe like that. The Reverend Tillum, it says loshin of lamanatzeach. And v'nigun is going on losad lovoi. What about maskil? Whenever it says loshin maskil until him, Ayidei Turgman is talking about Ayidei Turgman. That is, David gave it over to a Turgman to say it. That is, Rashbam says, last line, Ayidei Turgman, who Aimer, the Echod Mashmiel Rabin, Vainu Maskiel Leuchish to Turgman. He said it over to the interpreter, and the interpreter said it over to everybody else. So that's Lashon of Maskiel means, I'm giving it over to the interpreter, and he'll say it to everybody else. Le David Mizmor, whenever it says in the Tillim, Le David Mizmor, Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheshosh Shaul of Shechina, that first the Shechina came down to David HaMelech, the Yachakach HaMashira, and then he said Shira. But Rashbam said, the top Rashbam, Le David Mizmor, Mashma Tchilo Hoya Le David Ruach HaKadosh. First David had his Ruach HaKadosh, the Yachakach Mizmor, and then he said the Shir. What about when it says in Tillim, Mizmor Le David? First it says the word Mizmor, then it says Le David. That Mizmor, the pshat was, first he had to say the Shira,
And after that, he was zeichet to get Ruach HaKodesh. Mizmo l'David, says Rashbam, mashma mitecha mizmo bo shkin l'David.
Because of this mizmo, that's why he got the shkin of l'David.
L'olam d'cho, to teach us, shein ha-shkin ha-shuru, loy mitech atklos, that the shkin does not come down upon a person. L'olam d'cho, shein ha-shkin ha-shuru, loy mitech atklos. The shkin does not come mitech atklos. V'loy mitech atklos, somebody's feeling bad, or somebody's lazy. V'loy mitech schoit, not stam from laughter. V'loy mitech kalas rosh, stam from not being serious. V'loy mitech dvor metelim. And not from stam speaking dvor metelim, that won't bring the shkina. Elo mitech dvar simcha shamitzvah. Now what will bring the shkina is, if somebody has to be happy, for what type of simcha? Simcha shamitzvah. You feel happy doing mitzvahs, that type of a simcha, if a person is happy, he's doing mitzvahs, that will bring the shkina to come about him. Here also, first David went to say Shira to Hashem, he said a mizmor, and from that he was zeichet to get the Shechina. Rishbam says, Simcha shal mitzvah, ki hach de lagwasun tri. So the more brings down a posik, Shenem on a posik says, V'yata chuli menagin, bring me my harp, V'hoya kenagin ha menagin, V'ti olav yad Hashem. When the harp was playing, he had the music, it was a good mood, then it came the yad Hashem, then the Shechina came down to him. So Rishbam says, the reason why David had the harp play was to be besimcha that the Shechina should come down to him. So he was besimcha shal mitzvah. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing before you go to learn Torah, l'dvar halacha, you're supposed to learn Gemara, learn Torah, besimcha, to be happy. Omer Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chaloyim toiv. The same thing, if a person wants to have a good dream, if you go to sleep in a happy mood, you'll have a good dream. Tashbam v'chein l'chaloyim, im ho'lach lishem mateich simcha, somebody goes to sleep, when he's happy, is royeh chaloyim toiv. He'll see a good dream. Shredding Mora Eini, it's not like that, that you just said what v'chein l'dvar halacha. When you go to learn Torah, you have to learn b'simcha. I've Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, kol Talmud Chochom ha'yesh l'fnei rabbi. Any Talmud Chochom that sits in front of his Rebbe, the ain't siv soisov nois fois mar, and his lips are not like shivering, is not like scared, tichvenu, he'll be bad for him, be a klala for him. He'll be shivered up. Shenema siv soisov sheshanim nois fois mar over. Like siv soisov, his lips, sheshanim are like flowers, nois fois, and was more over. It was like shaking, with more over. So we darshin al tikri shoshanim. Don't read it. Shoshanim means like lilies. Ella shoshanim. Ella shoshanim means people that are learning Torah. And al tikri mar over. Ella mar over. It means someone that's learning Torah in front of his Rebbe. He has to be like scared. He has to have aim a yira. So chur tzistira. Before it was saying he's supposed to learn but Torah simcha. And here it says he's supposed to learn but Torah a little bit yira. He's supposed to be afraid. So Marantz lekasha. Ha berabba ha betamida. One is going on the Rebbe, one is going on the Talmud. Rashbam says, Hobar Rabba, Tzoruch Lumen B'Terech Tavar Simcha. The Rebbe, when he's given his shir, he has to give it B'Terech Simcha. But Shaitin, the Talmud, he has to sit there and have or have fear from his Rebbe. The boy is saying, another Terech says, I'll tell you no. Hobar Rabba. Both go upon the Rebbe. That one time he's happy, one time he has to be B'Yira. V'Lei Kasha. Hobar Mekame De Posach. Before the Rebbe starts saying his shir, then he's supposed to be the Simcha. But after he starts saying the shir, then he has to say it very seriously with Eima, with Yira, like he's learning Hashem Torah. Ki ha de rabba, like rabba. Mikame de posach lula rabbonon. Before he used to give his shir to learn with the rabbonin, oma milsa de vichusam. He used to say a joke like, obotchi rabbonon. He used to put the rabbonin into a good mood. He used to like laugh. Ulib saif. Then he went to give his shir, yosef biemsom. He sat down there with Eima, with Yira, was afraid. Then he started to learn. So both the remis supposed to start off being in a good mood, but then b'shas the learning, you have to learn b'aim of yiram, just like Torah was given by Harsinai b'aim of yiram. That's why we have to learn Torah also. Tana Rabbonin, halal ze miyomu. We had before like halal that we say. Who made up halal? Is Rabbi Lezer Waime Moshe v'Yisrael Amruha? Moshe and Klai Yisrael were the first one to say halal. B'shor shom do alayom. After the Kriyas Yamsev. Is not only did they say Oz Yashir, that's true that they said Oz Yashir, but they also said Hallel then.
What's pshat? Hey, Marmu, they said, Klai Yisrael said, Lailonu Hashem Lailonu. That means, don't do it for our sake. Either the pshat is, we're not zeichel, don't make the Yeshua, don't save us only because of us, like we don't deserve it. So Meshav, Ruach HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch, we answered back to them, V'yomru lehem, Lamani, Lamani, Yese, Enachnami, I'm not doing this for your sake. I'm doing it for my own sake. Because really, could be for your sake, Klai Yisrael didn't have enough chusim to have these Yitzias Mitzrayim. That Hashem is doing it, Lamani, Lamani, for my sake. Rashi Shamdu, Shamdu Layam, Rashbam, Layacha Shavri, after they went over the Yam Kedesiv, Hayom Rova Yonis, Vispalalu, and then Klai Yisrael made a tefillah, the Rashbam learns, Loilonu, I mean, this shouldn't happen to us. Penyava Paro Vechelu Achrayim. They were afraid maybe the Paro would come after them yet. So there was a tefillah like, don't let it happen to us, don't let Paro come after us. Ultimately, Masha says the Pshat, Loilonu means that Klai Yisrael is saying, don't do it because of our sake, like we don't deserve it. And Hashem answers back, Enechnan, I'm not doing it for your sake, but Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. Hashem wants it for himself, Klai Yisrael. We have Yehudi Ramar, Yehoshua, the Yisrael Amru. He says, no, not that Moshe and Yisrael said it, but rather Yeshua and Klai Yisrael said it. Vishor Shomdo Leia Malchai Kanan. When Malchai Kanan went to fight Kenegadim, Hey Mamru, they said to Hashem, like Loilonu, like save us, but not for our sake, we don't have enough schusim, save us for your sake. Umeshiva Kodesh Baruch Hu into back, Enechanami, Lamani, Lamani, I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Loza Amoidoy Oimer, Devoira Ubarak Amrua. They were the ones to say Hallel. Vishor Shomad Aleim Sisroi. Hey Mamru, they said to Hashem, Loilonu, we don't deserve it. Ruach HaKodesh Meshiva, and Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back, V'yoymerislem, Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Elazar ben Azaria, Weimer, Chizkiya, V'sayoso Yamrua. It was Chizkiya that was the first one. I don't know if it means the first one, but he also was the one to say Hallel. V'yishor, Shomad Aleim, Sancheriv. Sancheriv came to fight Kenegadim. Is Hey Marmu, they said, Loilonu. We don't deserve it, Hashem. And Meshiva, Hashem said, Echnami, Lamani, Lamani, I'm doing it for my own sake. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Chananya, Mishael, V'Azaria, Amru. They were the ones to say hello. V'Yishor, Shomad Aleim, Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. Is Hey Marmu, they said, Loilonu, like save us, but not for our sake. Umeshiva, Hashem, Yitzhak, Enechnaim, Loilonu, it's not for your sake, but I'm doing it, Lamani, for my own sake. We have Yesi Aglili Oimer, Mordechai V'Yester Amrua. They were the ones to say hello. V'Shor Sh'omad Aleim Homena Rosha. Is Hey Marmu, they said to Hashem, save us, Abalelonu, not for our own sake, or else don't let all these sorrows come upon us. Or Meshiv Hashem, Yetzir Bek, Echanami, Laman, Lamani, for my own sake I'll save you. V'Hachom Marmu Nechom say though, no, it wasn't like these people were Masak and Hallel, rather Nevi'im Shebineim Tiknu. It was the Takonis from the Nevi'im to say hello. When was the Takonis? When would they say we should say hello? Tiknu lem li Yisrael shi yoimrim oisoi. They should say Hallel, al kol perek ul perek al kol Torah v'tzora. Any special time that bad things happen to Klai Yisrael, shloi tov aleim li Yisrael. It's like a moshos, like a loshin, like it was a tefillah, that the Torah should not come upon us. And even after the Torah came upon us, now we're saying the Shvach Oidor, we're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the fact that Hashem saved us. Ulgashen Negolim, and when we were saved, Oimrim oisoi, we say al gulosan. The fact we were saved from the Torah, then we say back Hallel. So Pashtun means that the Kohen was, after the Nisim happened, we were saved, then we go and say Hallel back to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like by Chanukah and by Purim. Omer Rav Chisda, Halleluka Soif Pirka. Whenever in Tilim it says the word Halleluka, it's the end of the Perek. It's not the beginning of the next Perek, it's the end of the first Perek. It will soon see there are a lot of parashas in Tilim. It's a suffix, really, we hold it's the beginning of the new Perek. The Halukah is the beginning of the new Perek. What's the smach like you say? The Chizdols know it's the end of the old Perek. Rabba Barafuna Omar Halukah Reish Pirka. Hey, Halukah is the beginning of the new Perek. Some Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Chazinahu Latila Devei Rav Chonin Barav. I found the Tehillim that was in the times of Rav Chonin Barav. The Yechsiv Behu Haleluka B'Yemtza Pirkum. He had Haleluka in the middle, like there was a stopping before it and a stopping after it. Alma, what do we see? Misafkle, he had a suffix, where does this word haluka belong? Is it the end of the last perek, or is it the beginning of the new perek? Therefore, we put it right in the middle. So Rashbam says haluka resh pirka. Kula hanach de sefer tilim. We're talking about the halukas you find in tilim. Now shein boy kim achas levadai. In a case we only have one, we're talking about bein perek leperek, in between one to another. Avamokam sheyesh shnei pomim. Haluka, but when it has two times haluka, like we have in Pesukah de Zimra, everyone like haluka, then it says haluka, pshita, the first one is the end of the last one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. As when you have two, then there's no safi. One is the end of the old one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. Our machlokes here is, we only have one haluka. Yeah. Like the Moshe, the end of the pitl of Tilo LeDavid. In Tilum it ends, Tilo Hashem Davafid Baruch Hu V'Sosh Hashem Goshe L'Olam Voed. That's where it ends. Then the next kapitel is Haluka Ali Narshi. So the shayla of this Haluka, is it the end of Baruch Hu V'Sosh Hashem Goshe L'Olam Voed? Then Haluka, period. Or else, no, the next one says, no, like we have it, Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. So that's the Smachloikis, Rav Chizda and Rabba Baruch Huna. And Rav Chizda says it's the end, and Rabbi Chana says it's the beginning of the new parak. And so we hold like Rabbi Baruch Huna, that it's always the beginning of the new parak. Ma'amar Rav Chana bar Rava. Hakel moedim, everybody's moedim. V'tilas Hashem yidah b'ti v'vorach ha'boz Hashem kona shel olam v'ed. Then it says haluka debasrei. As reish pirka. Here everybody's masking like we have it. The haluka is the beginning of the next parak, not the end of Ashrei. What about the pasuk that says, Rosho yira v'choas shinov, Yirchak v'nomas tavas v'shoyim toivet haluka. It says haluka is also the basrei resh pirka. Here also everybody's maskim that this last word haluka is the beginning of the next parak. Here there's no machlokes. Another pasuk in Tehillim is v'shoyim dimaveis Hashem haluka the basrei resh pirka. Here also everybody's maskim. This haluka is from the next kapitel already. Kroi moisifin. So Rashbam says Kroi Masifin means Balei Mikra Masifin Alelu. The people that darshan the psukim are Masif other psukim also. Then what? The pasuk says Minacha Baderach Yishta Keim Yoram Roish Haluka the Basra Reish Pirka. This word Haluka, that's the beginning of the next kapitel of Tilim. Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichatav B'chol Asayim Haluka. Then the pasuk says the words Haluka is the Basra Reish Pirka. This last Haluka is Pshit as the beginning of the next parak. That this one's Chochma Yiras Hashem Sechad Olachol Hashem ends, and then Haluka at the beginning of the next parak. So the Mar Lachura, but so where's the Machlokes? Rabban Rav Chana, but it says B'Other Kapitel Chin Tehillim, when it has Haluka and these Eifanim at the end, is this Haluka the end of the last parsha, or is it the beginning of the next parsha? Yeah. Let's say this is the Machlokes Tanoim. If the Haluka is the beginning of the old one, at the end of the old capital, or the beginning of the new one. Then what's the Machlokes? We have in our Mishnah, Ad Heichinu Weimer. We have by the after, before they start the Suda, we say Halum, we make the Brocha, and we say two capitals of Halum. So the Machlokes, how many do we say? In Ad Heichinu Weimer. Beishama Yermim Ad Eim Habarim Smecha. That's all. According to Beishama, you only say one kapitel of Halal. Just the Haluka, that's all. We end off right away. Mashiva Keras Abayis Eim Habarim Smecha. Smecha, you stop there. Well, Beisilah Rimasil, Beisilah says, no, we also say Beis Yisrael, Pesach by night before the Suda. Ad Chalomish Lamay Noimoyim. That's where we end, like we do. Betan Yidach, another Bryce said like this. Ad Heichinu Weimer. Until how much of Halal do we say before the Suda Pesach by night? We say up until it says Israel. That's how long we say. Now, the Nafka Minra, the second Girsa says that Beishamai says in Tuwea, Ad Betzais Israel. The first Girsa was, how far do we say Ad Eim HaBonim Semecha? Now, in Kapitlet Tehillim we have is Eim HaBonim Semecha Haleluka Betzais Israel. So, Kuro, that's Kufas Machloik, is this word Haleluka, where does it go? Is Haluka the end of the last capital, like we have it, or is Haluka the beginning of the new capital? So that's the Machlokes. Gemara says, "Man, my la bokim iflugi." This is the Machlokes.